UFO sightings. A few new documentaries and docudramas about UFOs, now known as UAPs, have appeared mostly on the streaming networks. I am currently looking at Top Secret UFO Projects and have seen the first 4 episodes. Clearly, they seem to be designed for those people new to the UFO scene. There is certainly nothing wrong with that. The more people get interested in the subject, the more pressure on Washington to release data which has been kept secret for many years. In truth, so far, I haven't seen anything I didn't already know, but I have been studying the subject for over 40 years and writing about it. I always like to look at these types of programs hoping for a new grain of info I haven't seen before, and also to get the opinion from others who are experts in the field on particular events, to see if anyone has a new slant on things. A UFO was seen by witnesses hovering over Glacier Bay, Alaska. Witnesses said the UFO was disguised to look like an island, but the witnesses knew there was no island at that location. People are being told what they saw was not a UFO but an optical illusion. There have been plenty of explanations why this must be an optical illusion, but as of yet I haven't seen any defending the sighting. I don't know if it is an optical illusion. I do know ships have appeared there and disappeared, but I also know some UFOs can disguise themselves as other things, so playing the devil's advocate I have to ask, even if it looks like an island, could it be a disguised UFO? In 1968 many people, as many as 200, saw a UFO a couple of hundred feet above their heads in Redlands, California. It's unusual for a sighting to have so many witnesses, but it does happen. Project Blue Book, a government program at the time which was created to examine UFO sightings and come to conclusions about them, assigned 3 professors from the University of Redlands to investigate. After examining the evidence, the professors stated they had no answer. The problem is many of the previous sightings had been assigned solutions which were made only to satisfy the military by getting rid of the case. If we truly wanted to be sure about those conclusions, we would have to reopen every Blue Book case and examine the facts again, but so much time has passed that many of the witnesses have died or become infirm, which has affected their memories. I believe some of the later cases which were dismissed should be examined again. The big question has been, if UFOs are piloted by extraterrestrial beings, why haven't they made contact? The answer is maybe they did and we don't know because the government kept it secret. There have been plenty of rumors stating President Eisenhower met with them and his great-granddaughter says he did. If he didn't, it certainly could be because they have been observing us and see how bad we behave, which leads them to believe we are not ready for contact. We can't even get along with each other. What makes anyone think we could get along with space aliens? A UFO appeared in the sky above Idaho. It appeared about 400 miles northeast of Twin Falls. One witness said he watched the UFO as it moved across the sky, and what interested him even more was the fact it was changing colors. While he watched, it did this for about 30 minutes, which is very long for a UFO sighting. Some in Idaho believe the reason UFOs are so interested in Idaho is the fact the winds from the nuclear testing sites blow toward Idaho. There have been quite a few UFO sightings reported in that state. Recently a UFO flew over Bonneville, Idaho. It looked like a cylinder and glowed with white light. Eventually it faded out. UFO investigators are claiming they found a UFO base off the coast of Antarctica and even give the coordinates for it so you can see it on Google Earth. They claim it is underwater and is huge. Here is the address they posted: 63°55956.79S118°4344.48E. I went there and there is not much to see. They say the underwater structure is 189 kilometers off the coast of Antarctic. I have to conclude, as I have said in the past, this particular investigator is too anxious to find things and sees things where they don't exist. Luis Elizondo was recently asked about more videos from the military pertaining to UFOs. He had been the head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program known as ATIP. He said there is a 23-minute long raw UFO footage which the Pentagon has not released. He also said if he said more about it, he could get arrested. One thing no one has mentioned is the fact AI, artificial intelligence, which is being used for many things, might be used to detect UFOs. Recently an article appeared which states China is doing exactly that, using AI to track UFOs. I would say even though it seemed to be secret, the United States is probably doing the same and so are at least a few other countries. A sighting of UFOs was caught over Lehi, Utah. The UFOs were composed of a formation of four bright lights and they were traveling in a straight path over a busy road. The person taking the video said he was west and south of Skinwalker Ranch, a place which is famous for UFO sightings and other strange events. He asked if anyone else had seen the UFOs. One man decided after the release of the UFO report by the government to finally talk about his UFO encounter. It happened on February 27, 1958 when he was 17 years old. It occurred in Circleville, Ohio. He had seen a saucer-shaped object floating over a feed mill in the area before it went out of sight. This was not the end of the sightings, however. After that object left, a different UFO appeared. It was a reddish-orange and circular like a globe. It stopped and hovered, then the top half of the object folded down. After that, it left. A band named Famous Loop was performing their new song online from an apartment in Mexico City when it happened. A UFO appeared in the background, as happens every once in a while. It was seen through the window which was behind them. It floated in the air, began flashing and then flew out of view almost instantly.